Well, every other Monday, we have a schmooze with Carol Andrews, Wild Gardening with Carol Andrews. She's the president of the Wild Ones Minnesota Arrowhead chapter, and she's got ideas about native plants for your yard and garden. Carol Andrews joins us on the phone this morning with me, and we're either going to figure out a really cool way of planting shrubs, or we're going vampire hunting. Carol, good morning.
Good morning, Lisa.
So, live stakes. Sounds like vampire hunting to me.
That's what I told you. We're going to talk about live stakes, and you wanted to get into vampire books, and I had to confess I'm really chicken when it comes to scary stories, so I don't even look at pictures of vampires. I know enough to know that there's something to do with a stake in the heart. But we're talking about, and we are talking about S-T-A-K-E-S, because I thought maybe if I said live stakes.
Live stakes, that PETA would suddenly show up at our doorstep.
Exactly, that's it. So, yeah, we're not talking about excessively raw food at a steakhouse. No. So
okay.
Live stakes, 2 weeks ago, I kind of offhandedly mentioned the possibility that one can take cuttings from existing trees and shrubs, especially shrubs, and pound them into the ground. Hence, that's what we're talking about here is when you cut a dormant existing plant and pound it into the ground, and that it might sprout. And I think I might have raised people's hopes a little bit too high because there are some constraints on what will grow and especially where it will grow. So I thought maybe I'd better take a little more time, call some local experts like the folks at Boreal Natives who do this all the time for their work, and talk about the what, when, where, why, and how.
Got it.
So I think I've covered the what. Does that make sense? So it's a method of establishing a new shrub by taking a cutting from your existing shrub. So the benefit is you don't have to dig a hole, so it's much faster than you know, taking a 5 gallon potted plant out there. Almost a little bit faster, but not a lot, than the bare root shrubs that you can order up until April 15th from the St. Louis County South St. Louis SWCD. But the thing is the when and where it works. So for where it works, the area has to be wet enough to keep the last bottom part of the stake wet. And you might say, well, how far in the ground should I put it? And the answer on that was as far as you can get it. So if you have a stout branch of a dogwood that you cut, it's maybe an inch big, and you have soft enough soil, sandy soils especially, and you cut a point on it and pound it down in the ground, you only want about 6 inches above the ground, he emphasized, because otherwise if you leave 3 feet above the ground and it all leaves out, that puts too many demands on the roots, and what you're trying to do is to get it to root first and then grow later above the ground.
Okay, so let me ask something real quick before we get too far. I mean, even with a rubber mallet, I'm picturing, you know, here's this tender little plant that we want to grow, even if it is a cutting, even if it's an inch around, and we're just, I mean, wouldn't the top of it just be sort of mutilated after you pounded it into the ground?
The top might be mushed up and mutilated, and that's what he said.
I'm thinking it would look like Frankenstein's head. And I mean, I'm sorry to keep doing the monster thing, but I'm thinking it would look flat like Frankenstein's head. And would that be good?
That's okay. You're not trying to get it to grow straight back out of the top thing. There's all the nodes where the leaves and the branches would normally grow out of that stick.
Okay.
So it's okay if it's mushed like Frankenstein's head on the top.
Okay.
So it would then sprout all along that 6 to 8 inches, eventually start growing some leaves there.
Okay. Sorry. And continue.
It was right. And also, here's the other thing. I'm glad you mentioned this, though. You can make life easier for your Frankenstein-headed stake by taking a rebar. Pound first a rebar or something about the same diameter.
Not too much bigger,
though.
Thinking.
Because you don't want air pockets around it. So I think, to me, ideally, it's like when you put the... putting a screw into something.
It's like a pilot hole.
Pilot hole, exactly. So you make yourself a pilot hole. And then, yes, that will make life easier for probably both you and the stake. So good thing you pointed that out. As far as where, though, so then it gets back to, it needs to be wet enough to keep at least a bottom portion of that stake wet. So if, say, you have a lake shore where the people before you, or maybe you in your past less enlightened life, mowed the heck out of it right down to the shoreline, and then you realize, or at the river, and your wetland, and you've now heard about the benefit of leaving a buffer of unmowed grasses and native plants and trees and things around the edge, you could just stop mowing. And you don't, the problem with trying to put new things around the edges is you got to be a little careful about tilling up the soil, especially if it's on a steep slope and then it wants to be eroded into the lake. You don't want that. So if you just pound these live stakes into that, if you're close enough where what gets down in there will then be below the level of the lake, that would be a good spot for it. So that's often where this is used, is restoration around water areas. So that's the where part. One thing is, in your yard, I did not ask them about this, but say you have a rain garden. If it's in sandy soil, this probably wouldn't work. If you have a rain garden, though, that's just a shallow one in a part of your yard that's already a little bit wet anyway, or it's clay soils, might work, especially if you throw some water on it during a drought. But what was really interesting, I think last time I talked about how I had, you know, had some success with this, but what Jeff at Boreal pointed out, he said a lot of times you might take a cutting, do this, and it leaves out, and it looks for the first year like it worked. But the proof, what is that thing about proof in the
pudding? The proof is in the pudding.
You go back a second year, and what's alive then? And he said that's where they've found, for example, they've tried a lot of different types of shrubs, and the ones that they have by far the highest success rate with are two kinds of dogwood, the red osier, very common red osier dogwood, silky dogwood, not so much gray dogwood, and then all types of native willows, especially sandbar willow. You can try elderberry, and he said elderberry seems like it works because it grows really vigorously the first year, but then the second year, not as many survive. So you can always try this with something else, and it might work, but that was the types of plants that they said especially worked the best. And then the when is the last really important thing. You need to cut them while they're dormant, which means before things leaf out. So right now would be the best time to be cutting your live stakes. You can store them if the ground is still frozen, as I assume it is, below the surface. Then you can soak them in a bucket. He said soak them for a little while, you know, a day or two, in a five-gallon bucket, and then wrap them up in a tarp and keep them in a cool, dark place so that they are not tempted to start breaking, the buds breaking. You want them dormant when you do this, so usually there's a little bit of a delay between the collection and a couple weeks later when the ground is pliable enough to put them in. But the less time they store them, the better success rate you have. So does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
It's not as exciting as a vampire, is it?
Well, no, but I mean, look, we've got vampires, we've got Frankenstein. Okay, you got to tell me, though, can you grow hawthorn in this part of the world?
Yeah, we talked a long time ago about a native hawthorn after my neighbor said, what is this crazy shrub growing in my backyard with 4-inch long thorns on it?
Because I think if I'm remembering correctly, it's a hawthorn stake that you have to use for vampires. So I'm just checking.
Ooh, yeah. I wonder if it's the thorn of the hawthorn. I don't know. But this would be very exciting for the ducks and things living in your pond or your lake and things like that, that, you know, if you give them some much better shade, especially the fish, they like shade alongside of the wetlands. And it's cheap if you can find a free source on your own property or your neighbor's property or other legal places to be cutting dogwood.
Right. And ask first, and you'll just be fine.
Yeah. Otherwise, just order online from the South St. Louis SWCD, April 15th deadline.
All right. Carol, thanks so much for joining us this morning. It is always delightful to talk to you, whether we're talking monsters or not.
Have a safe day.
You too, Carol. Carol Andrews is the president of the Wild Ones Minnesota's Arrowhead chapter. She joins us every other Monday for Wild Gardening with Carol Andrews.